on social change. This had an effect that was altogether more immediate, more radical, and more profound. It's also, and not least for that reason, one of the films of which the British cinema has the most right to be proud.
The essay was written and presented by Simon Heffer.
Heralding the first full week of the BBC's Sound of Cinema season, Radio 3's Live in Concert on Monday featured music from Lawrence of Arabia, Once Upon a Time in the West, The Artist, The Chorus, and much, much more. You can experience the concert in sound and in vision at various points this week by pressing the red button on a BBC Digital TV channel. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/red button.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. And now it's time for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Go to sleep, you little babe. Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Your mama's gone away and your daddy's gonna stay. Don't leave nobody but the babe. Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Everybody's gone in the cotton and the corn. Didn't leave nobody but the babe. Your sweet little babe.
Your sweet little babe.
Your sweet little babe.
Your sweet little babe.
Honey in the rock and the sugar don't stop. Gonna bring a bottle to the babe. Don't you weep, pretty babe.
Don't you weep, pretty babe.
Don't you weep, pretty babe.
Don't you weep, pretty babe.
She's long gone with her red shoes on. Gonna need another loving babe. Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
You and me and the devil makes three. Don't need no other loving babe. Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
Come lay your bones on the alabaster stones and be my ever-loving baby.
Cave Song. Meredith Monkham Vocal Ensemble from her film Book of Days, which was made in 1988 and which I've never seen, but the opening sequence is online. And I'm telling you, it's satisfyingly German Expressionist. I'll be playing more of that soundtrack throughout tonight's programme. And before that, the even more spooky Didn't Leave Nobody But the Baby, sung by Gillian Welch, Alison Krauss and Emmy Lou Harris. That, of course, is from the Coen brothers' take on the Odyssey, O Brother, Where Art Thou?, a film in which the soundtrack is such an integral part of the film that it was recorded before any filming took place. I'm Max Reinhardt. This is Lake Junction, and as you can hear, we're back at the movies, totally inspired by the Sound of Cinema celebration that's happening right across the BBC. Later on tonight's programme, you can hear the final part of my conversation with visionary British filmmaker and composer Mike Figgis. But right now, a piece from the soundtrack of Eyes Wide Shut, which turned out to be the last film made by another visionary auteur, Stanley Kubrick. This is Migrations by Jocelyn Pook and the Jocelyn Pook Ensemble with Carnatic classical singer Manikam Yogeswaran.
Thank you. Kiedy w niewasta ulodzi i losu płacze od wszystkich, nagle odtrącą i dźwigam głos mój do głuchych niebiosów i patrzę w siebie i klnę zrozpaczony. Chciałbym jak ów być w nadziejach bogaty, jak ów, gdy w pośród przyjaciół króluje. Owe talenta, ów kunszt, owe szaty, to co najmilsze, najmniej mnie raduje. To co najmilsze, najmniej mnie raduje. To co najmilsze, najmniej mnie raduje. Lecz kiedy w myśli własnym gardzę życiem, wspominam ciebie i z ziemi podnoszę, jako ptakowie zbudzeni o świcie, głos mój i hymnem radość niebios głoszę. Twoja bo miłość przywodzi wspomnienia, iżbym z królami losu nie zamieniał. Twoja bo miłość przywodzi wspomnienia, iżbym z królami losu nie zamieniał. Iżbym z królami losu nie zamieniał. Iżbym z królami losu nie zamieniał.
Thank you.
The end titles to Deborah Warner's The Last September, a film released in 1999 with a soundtrack by prolific Polish film composer Zbigniew Preisner, who's celebrated especially for his scores for the films of director Krzysztof Kieślowski, films like A Short Film About Killing or The Three Colours Trilogy. Preisner will be in conversation with our Tom Service on Music Matters here on Radio 3 this Saturday at 12:15, along with Jocelyn Pook. Jocelyn Pook, we just heard a track from her, From Eyes Wide Shut. William French has tweeted in, listening to us playing from the Eyes Wide Shut soundtrack. He said it makes him recall that he inexplicably went to see it at the pictures with his parents. A mistake, I would suggest. Before that, I played Shakespeare's Sonnet 29. When in disgrace with fortune and men's eyes, I all alone beweep my outcast state. It was set to music and performed by Paris-based Polish artist Aldona Nowowiecka. Chili Gonzalez also used to be based in Paris, though these days he's a resident of Cologne. And he's still as likely to appear on a Daft Punk album or with Berlin-based hip-hop band Puppet Masters as he is to turn out a piano etude like this one, Train of Thought.
Tilla, 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 t
Plague by Meredith Monk and vocal ensemble, a quintessential piece of brilliance from the soundtrack of her film Book of Days. You see, in the expressionistic medieval village of the film, at some point everyone gets stricken by the plague, for which the Jews get the blame. Plague and xenophobia both being tragic staples of medieval life, I guess. How far we've come. Now, at Mr. Klieg has tweeted us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Lake Junction, of course. And he's suggesting that we might well be interested by the legendary five-octave range of Peruvian soprano Imar Sumac. We scoured the BBC library to find the soundtracks from her films from the 1950s. That would be Secrets of the Incas and Omar Khayyam. But instead, we came up with one of the lounge classics she recorded around the same time with Billy May, dazzling composer of the Batman theme about 10 years later. This tune actually featured on screen recently in George Clooney's Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. It's called Gopher Mambo, and look out for her final note.
Bum 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 b
Collider by John Hopkins, producer, remixer and award-winning composer of film scores. It's from his album Immunity, which has placed him among the nominees for this year's Mercury Award. In fact, I'd say he was favourite. He is in my book, but maybe they'll give it to Bowie. Maybe they won't. Not far away now from our final encounter with Mike Figgis. So, it's high time for some jazzy light and space and trumpet. I'm talking Chet Baker from his 1956 album Chet Baker Sings, and he certainly does. Check his vocals when he comes back in after Kenny Drew's piano solo. This is You're Driving Me Crazy.
Tears for you make everything hazy, clouding the skies of blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you, driving me crazy. What did I do to you? Thank you.
la 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 सपनों की गलियों में तेरे बिना कुछ कहीं ना तेरे बिना भी क्या जीना ओ साथी रे तेरे बिना भी क्या जीना तेरे बिना भी क्या जीना धड़कन में प्यास है तेरी सांसों में तेरी खुशबू है इस धरती से उस अंबर तक मेरी नजर में तू ही तू है प्यार ये टूटे ना प्यार ये टूटे ना तू मुझसे रूठे ना साथ ये झूठे कभी ना तेरे बिना भी क्या जीना ओ साथी रे तेरे बिना भी क्या जीना तेरे बिना भी क्या जीना तुझ बिन जोगन मेरी रातें तुझ बिन मेरे दिन बन जा रे मेरा जीवन जलती धूनी बुझे बुझे मेरे सपने सारे तेरे बिना मेरी तेरे बिना मेरी मेरे बिना ये जिंदगी जिंदगी ना तेरे बिना भी क्या जीना ओ साथी रे तेरे बिना भी क्या जीना तेरे बिना भी क्या जीना तेरे बिना भी क्या जीना तेरे बिना भी क्या
O Satire by Kishore Kumar, and it's from the 1978 Hindi drama Mukada Ka Sikanda, or Conqueror of Destiny English, directed by Prakash Mehra. And it's got a fabulously Dickensian plot, as far as I can see, filled with orphans and orphan exploiters. That tune was suggested by Leo Clark, who's a big Bollywood fan, I'd say. Thanks, Leo. That shows you the power of tweet. So tweet us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Lake Junction, or email lake.junction@bbc.co.uk. We're very interested to know what film music you'd like to hear. Before that, a movement from Ligeti's Musica Ritirata that Stanley Kubrick featured in his soundtrack for Eyes Wide Shut. After the celebrated dispute between them over Kubrick's high-profile use of Ligeti's music in 2001, that's the film, not the date, George was happy for his music to appear in later Kubrick films. And so it does. Which neatly brings us to tonight's conversation with composer, director and doyen of cinema, Mike Figgis. Let's begin with some music by other composers that Mike's used in his films, with their permission, of course. Second time I've played Radiohead on Lake Junction this year, but in fact, it's your choice. Good evening again, Mike Figgis.
Hello.
How do you decide which tracks that you hear, like that Radiohead track, to use in a film? How does that work? I mean, you call it needle drop.
I think because, you know, my job description is I'm a filmmaker, whenever I listen to music, unconsciously I am also assessing its potential in film. And it doesn't happen very often. Some of the Wagner I used in Suspension of Disbelief, you know, there are tiny little connective moments in a much bigger, you know, in operas and things like that, when obviously the singers are clearing their throat and having a break. And there's just a purely orchestral transitional moment. You kind of hear it and you go, wow, that's absolutely pure film music. And it's blissfully short, which means that, you know, unlike cutting into a symphony or something like that, where would you find the place to put the scissors in to, you know, just to get it down to 30 seconds, which is maybe all that you need.
And so, when you hear it, do you store it in your memory?
Mm-hmm.
And do you sort of store it sort of as an oral, a sonic memory?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you kind of think, that will fit this kind of action?
It hasn't found its home yet. I just know that it's film. And certainly in the case of the Radiohead track, as soon as I heard it, particularly the first, let's say, 32 bars or whatever it would be, the keyboard sound, just like, wow, that's perfect. It's perfect film music. And there were moments, let's say, with Massive Attack. I mean, one track, I think, got used probably in about 10 different films.
And presumably you also hear voices on the radio or wherever, that you hear the music and you think, I could use that voice with my music.
Yeah, quite possibly, yeah.
It's a sort of noirish thing.
Another time that with another piece of music, with the Zelenka, the Baroque piece, I actually was doing an opera. I was rehearsing the English National Opera, Lucrezia Borgia, and I was driving to the rehearsal studio and I was listening to Radio 3 and I heard this piece of music, and it was one of those annoying things where they'd announced it, I think, before the track, and I wasn't really listening. So, and then I was a little bit late for work, so I couldn't linger. So I kind of phonetically wrote down what I thought they'd said. And then, thank God, I went online and I sourced the track. And then I immediately bought it. Because as soon as I heard that, I thought, wow, that's incredible, an incredible piece of film music. It sounds like a very contemporary piece. It sounds a bit like Philip Glass. It sounds a little bit like Michael Nyman. Maybe also a fantastic version of it. I mean, it's got great energy the way it's played. And that was an immediate, I have to use this piece of music.
Thank you.
That was Thomas Hengelbrock conducting the Balthasar Neumann Ensemble, Miserere in C minor by Zelenka. And Mike Figgis, you used it in your film Suspension of Disbelief, which is your latest film. What's happening in the film at that point?
Well, I didn't know where I knew I wanted to use it, and I hadn't found a home for it. And there's a scene in a discotheque where I thought, OK, I had all these generic sort of disco tracks, you know, that had everything in the right place. And I tried that. I was less than happy with it. And then I thought, well, I'll try the Zelenka. So, in fact, I took all the sound out and I just used this for a discotheque. And it's really great.
Just back to your needle drop habits, that's to say, when you use found music. Well, one of the wonderful things that you do that I don't see other filmmakers doing. You use a lot of vocal music, and you don't let it interrupt the action. You make it inform the action. That is quite unusual in film, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, for example, in Leaving Las Vegas, I first of all persuaded Sting to donate his time and his voice to the film, which he very graciously agreed to do. And I took to him a wonderful pianist, Dave Hartley, and a bass player, and I chose three tracks. Two of them are from a kind of seminal Frank Sinatra album called Songs for Only the Lonely, Lonesome Old Town and Angel Eyes. And the other one was a beautiful ballad that I knew from several versions, mainly Johnny Hartman with John Coltrane, My One and Only Love. And all three tracks, all three songs, the words are absolutely appropriate for Leaving Las Vegas and tell a story. And I use them very, very, very precisely.
But actually, you use what some would undoubtedly have characterised at the time as a piece of cheap pop music, like The Loss of Sexual Innocence at the beginning, where the young man is discovering that his girlfriend is having some kind of scene with an older boy. Didn't it happen to us all? Anyway, boys and girls, you're playing a bit of Sandy Shaw. You use it so brilliantly because at first you just think, oh, yeah, that's what's playing downstairs at the party. And then as the lyrics kind of connect with the action, you lift it in the score and that's what you think, ah, that's what the guy's thinking.
You know, I've always had a real affection for certain aspects of middle-of-the-road pop, particularly when you actually hear something and it's just a great voice. Certain ABBA tracks, great voice. And I don't care how commercial it is, if there's a good singer. I mean, even like Rick Astley, sometimes you think, that guy's got a great voice. And the interesting thing is if you hang out with real musicians, they're not snobs. They will kind of recognize the musical, you know, talent of someone, regardless of what genre they're in. And Sandy Shaw, that period where she was in her kind of like stardom, she was a great singer.
Moving on, actually, to another fantastic 60s singer, though you wouldn't call her pop, you would call her the Queen of Soul, because she's Aretha Franklin. So why did you choose this particular track? Which some would say it kind of illustrates Aretha more in the middle of the road than other Aretha
tracks. And I would
tracks.
Say, you know, talking through the hole at the back of your body rather than the one at the top of your head. Because, I mean, I love Aretha, you know, sure. I used to live next door to someone who was obsessed with Aretha Franklin, so there's a certain kind of problem I have with her two most famous albums, all the great Aretha tracks on. Aretha screams a little bit sometimes, you know, and she's sometimes at the top of her vocal range. That's not my favourite approach to singing, but I love Aretha, and I particularly love the gospel album, the double album she did in the 60s, or maybe early 70s, where she just did pure gospel. And I felt that she was really at home there. And then much later on, I bought a best of or something like that. And this is one of the tracks. And what's unique about this is, well, several things. There's a Place for Us. It's one of the great ballads. It's a really amazing ballad. I just taught myself to play it a couple of days ago because I heard someone else playing it. And I thought, I must learn this. Secondly, the arrangement is by Quincy Jones, who is kind of in a class of his own. Thirdly, the piano solo is fantastic, and it's Aretha. And number four, you know, Phil Woods does the alto solo, so it's really a kind of great jazz track.
place for us. Somewhere there is a place for us. Peace and quiet. For us somewhere. Take you there. Some
Mike Figgis, it's been a pleasure, and it has also been a privilege, seriously, to meet you and talk to you and just have this much time to spend thinking about films and music. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, really.
Well, yes, indeed. Many thanks to Mike Figgis for coming in and sharing his thoughts and his music with us. And you know, that Aretha track, I'm convinced he was deliberately subverting Lake Junction, but I really, really enjoyed it. And I hope that we'll be seeing more of him here on Lake Junction quite soon. Let's sort that out. Now, how was it for you out there listening? Tweet us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Lake Junction, or email lake.junction@bbc.co.uk. It will be good to know what you thought. Here's a track from another veteran, Caetano Veloso. It's from his recent album, Abracaco, a track called Quando o Galo Cantu, which means When the Rooster Sang.
Quando o galo cantou, eu ainda estava agarrado ao seu pé e à sua mão. Uma unha na nuca, você já maluca de tanta alegria do corpo, da alma e do espírito são. Eu pensava que nós não nos desgrudaríamos mais. O que fiz pra merecer essa paz que o sexo traz? O relógio parou, mas o sol penetrou entre os pelos brasis que definem sua perna e nossa vida eterna. Você se consterna e diz não, não se pode, ninguém pode ser tão feliz. Eu queria parar nesse instante de nunca parar. Nós instituímos esse lugar. Nada virá. Deixe esse ponto brilhar no Atlântico Sul, todo azul. Deixe esse cântico entrar no sol, no céu nu. Deixe o pagode romântico soar. Deixe o tempo seguir, mas quedemos aqui. Deixe o galo cantar. Quando o galo cantou, ainda estava agarrado ao seu pé e à sua mão. Uma unha na nuca, você já maluca de tanta alegria do corpo, da alma e do espírito são. Eu pensava que nós não nos desgrudaríamos mais. O que fiz pra merecer essa paz que o sexo traz? O relógio parou, mas o sol penetrou entre os pelos brasis que definem sua perna e a nossa vida eterna. Você se consterna e diz não, não se pode, ninguém pode ser tão feliz. Eu queria parar nesse instante de nunca parar. Nós instituímos esse lugar. Nada virá. Deixe esse ponto brilhar no Atlântico Sul. Deixe esse cântico entrar no sol, no céu. Tempo seguir, mas quedemos aqui. Deixa o galo cantar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's tonight's final dip into Meredith Monk's soundtrack for her film Book of Days. It was called Travellers 4, Churchyard Entertainment. On Late Junction next Thursday, Fiona Torkington will be presenting this month's Late Junction session, and it's a corker, especially for the BBC Sound of Cinema celebration. Finnish avant-accordionist Kimmo Pohjonen and the Loop Collective duo Dave Smith and Alex Bonney create a soundtrack for an early Gothic silent movie called The Mistletoe Bough, courtesy of the BFI. But tonight we'll just have to make do with this Demon Kimmo track. It's from a project he toured in the UK back in 2008, and he performed it in local farms with local farmers and agricultural machine operators, along with their animals, implements and accoutrements. And it's called Earth Machine Music.
Thank you.
Well, that's what I call farmyard music. Earth Machine Music by Kimmo Pohjonen and numerous tractors and various other implements of the agricultural variety. Well, Fiona Torkington's back in the chair next week, and no doubt she's going to bring lots of the sonic proceeds of her summer visit to Norway with her. I'm going to leave you with some Jimi Hendrix, since it was the 43rd anniversary of his untimely death on Wednesday of this week. This track's from the soundtrack of a film, of course, an early 70s venture called Rainbow Bridge, directed by Chuck Vine. Now, if you went to see the film, you might well fall asleep through much of its mind-blown ramblings. I know I have. But here's an amazing... There is an amazing 17 minutes of Hendrix playing live atop the Haleakala volcano in Hawaii. And the set includes a version of this sublime piece of Hendrixiana, which we're about to hear. It's called Hey Baby, New Rising Sun. Good night, and thanks for listening.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Alessandro Scarlatti was Domenico's father, best known for his vocal pieces. And among his many oratorios, there are two called La Giudizia. The one we're about to hear, it's libretto written by Cardinal Pietro Ottoboni, first heard in Rome in 1693, a few years on. Scarlatti wrote another La Giudizia to a different libretto for a performance in Cambridge. The story is much the same in both of them. King Nebuchadnezzar sends an army against Israel to demand overdue tributes. His general Holofernes lays siege to the town of Bethulia and is about to conquer it when the young Jewish widow Judith goes to him to implore mercy. He's overcome with love for her, and after a banquet falls asleep, at which point Judith beheads him and returns victorious to Bethulia. A few decades on, Vivaldi chose the same subject for his oratorio, Judita Triumphans. This performance from Krakow in 2012, Judith and Holofernes, is sung by soprano Roberta Mameli and contralto Marta Fumagalin, and Claudio Cavino conducts La Veneziana.
Tu sul d'Israele de vassalli il petto, stare più bersaglio a tante pene. E brava la sollevata plebe, pria che morir di stento, a servile catena offrire il collo.
Non si disperi così presto,
a me concedi e moderi il tumulto con gradita risposta.
Battendo le turbe il sovrano.